Okay. Chief called and he said that I am officially sold out. I'm sold out. If you go to the cart at the store at www.joanna.com/shop, it says I am sold out. So, yes, it's official. I'm sold out. Hello, everybody. My name is Joanna, and I think, what is up? The sky, the ceiling, it honestly depends on whatever you're standing. There might be a tree above you. I don't know. A bird might have just pooped on you, so then that might be up. Whatever that is, I do not care, if I'm being honest. I do not care where you are. I know I care where you are, but I don't care where you're standing. That's just, this is the worst podcast you could probably listen to. I am so sorry. Like I said, we're a minute in and I have not said anything useful. But then again, will I say anything useful? Probably not. Like I said, my name is Joanna. And today I wanted to talk about college because everyone always talks about the college experience. Everyone always talks about the college experience. And I remember being in middle school and I don't remember anything back from like fifth grade. So I don't remember if I grew up with the idea of having to go to college, but I do know it's a thing, okay? So I know everyone knows at least what college is. Otherwise you would not. I mean, I think everyone that is listening to my podcast, understands what college is. Many of you might not be attending college. Many of you might be. I don't know what your position in life is. But basically what I'm trying to say is you know what college is, right? I remember in middle school, the idea of college started going into my head at the end of seventh grade year when I applied for this program that basically like helps you get to college if you're a dumbass like me. And at the time, I had a 4.0, good student, but then again, it's middle school, who didn't have a 4.0 then. And then I went into the program till 8th grade, all the way till my 12th grade when I graduated high school. And everything that I knew every single day was like, this is good for college, this, this, and this. And then I fucked up my GPA. Correction. I messed up. That's not very, very ladylike. My bad. And then I messed up my GPA in my sophomore year of high school, which is 10th grade. And because of mental problems, like I just had depression and then I got diagnosed with anxiety and all these things, other things that happened in my life, everything just kind of went downhill. And that's a completely different story because I feel like I also need to talk about that, but I don't think this is the podcast because we're talking about college. I might go slightly into it just because college can get stressful and things like that. But anyway, I think, college, right? The reason I wanted to talk about it is like I mentioned before, I kind of grew up with this idea that I had to go to college and that I had to do this and that I had to get a job afterwards and I had to get a good education so that my kids can have a better life than I did. And things like that. It's just kind of how it goes. And I think in American culture, it's more of a prominent idea, maybe than in other countries. Because I know, for example, in Mexico, it's slightly different. There is a lot of people that do go to college within like Mexico, kind of like how we go to our universities here in the U.S. But I know their ideas are different, and I know in Switzerland they are too. They usually right after high school start working, and then their high school is like half work, half school. So I think if you have the idea of a stereotype of college, you most likely are from here. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. I went way off topic. I apologize. Back to the point. So college, I think my college experience is very different. I don't know if it's due because of the school or the type of school that I attend, because I do attend a private university in Southern California. And my friends go to a lot of public schools. So I'm not sure. I'm not completely sure how do I explain it? I don't know if because of the environment that my school created for us, is so alienated from the actual college experience, if that is why my college experience is different, I think it might be. But then, I think that what makes a school is the students. But if we were, like, the first day of school when I got there, they engraved us with this idea of what my school is and what we represent and what we should, and the way that we should act and things like that. And I don't think other schools stress that enough. And I think that cost me to have it's costing me to have a different college experience, which I do not mind at all. Like, I genuinely love, and I can sit down and tell you I will apply to school, to the same school again and again if I need it to. But so, yeah, I'm basically having a different college experience, and I wanted to talk about it because, like, I don't know, I just think it's interesting. So, parties, for example. I have not gone to a college party yet. I think a lot of my friends haven't either, though. So it might not just be me. I think it might just be a freshman thing, or it might just depend on the type of person that you are. But I have not attended a college party. I know my roommates have, and they said it's like any other party, like high school party, except everyone's older. There's more alcohol and drugs and things like that. And if I'm being honest, I do not want to go to a, I don't feel, I don't, if I'm sitting down right now, I do not feel like I want to go to a party anytime soon. And I don't know, like I said, I don't know if it's because of the environment that my school has made for me that I feel like I don't need to do that, or if, because I do go to a Christian school, I do want to say that. So I don't know if it's because they tell me that these things are bad. Oh, they don't necessarily say that, but a lot of the people that chose to go to the school that I attend are like that. Not in like the creepy like stereotype of a Christian person, but their ideas are different, and they're godly and things like that. And I'm kind of like that too, but I'm more of a conserved person. I do talk a lot, and I talk a lot about myself, but I don't put myself in positions where I'm very social. I don't think I purposely throw parties or want to go to a party. So I think my college experience on that is different. I do not regret it, though. Like, I do not feel like I'm missing out on anything, if I'm being genuinely honest. I'm glad I haven't gone to a party. I'm glad I haven't gotten hurt. I'm glad I haven't put myself in a position where something dangerous could happen. And, you know, you got to be careful when you do those things. And I think that's the one thing that I'm glad I'm missing out on. I'm glad I'm missing out on parties. I think when you think of college and all the stereotypes it brings, it's the partying and things like that. Because I remember, like how I mentioned, I was in these programs during high school and middle school that helped me go to college, or that put me in the right path, I guess you could say. We would have speakers come into our classrooms, and all the guys would always be like, oh, like, how are parties, this and things like that. And I was always like, it doesn't matter to me. So it never interested me. So I think that's why, even now I don't care about it, but it's such a prominent idea in the college scene to have. And I don't know how I feel exactly about that. The one thing about my podcast that are going to be is that a lot of these things, I think, of course, I don't want to be like, oh, I'm an indie person and I listen to this type of music, but, and I'm different, you know, but I think my way of viewing things is a lot more reasonable, or like, I don't know how to exactly explain it, but yeah. The other thing about classes in college, everyone has, or I have heard the stereotype of, oh, college is so hard, you gotta wake up at 8 a.m. and do this and do that. And if I'm being honest, my first class for my first semester of college was at 9:30. Next semester, my first class is at 8:45, I believe. Or it might be 9. I think it's 8:45, though. Or maybe 8:30. It's somewhere in the 8s, though. Or 9. Maybe early 9s. And I felt a lot better when I woke up, like, 2 hours before my class started. Like, I would wake up at 7, even though I had class at 9:30. And so I don't understand why people don't want to wake up early. Like, I feel like I'm missing out on that, too. But like I said, the exact same thing with the parties. I do not feel bad for missing out on that, because I enjoy. But I think it's because of the type of person I am, because I don't like waking up that late, because I feel like I want to start my day early, and I want to have time to go to the gym or make my food, eat healthy, and like have time for the things that I need to do in order for me to be okay. But I think the reason or the part where all of this derives from, I think it's from me being so messed up in my head that I always have to take an extra step or and think of extra little things when doing something that not a lot of people would have to necessarily do, just because I know if I don't wake up early and I miss my class because I don't feel like going to class and I'm complaining, it will ruin my entire mood for the day. And I know if I wake up a couple of minutes late and I'm late to my class, it would just cause my anxiety to go off the roof and I will literally have a panic attack. Or like going back to the parties, if I were to attend a party, I would think of things differently just because of the way how I would feel. And I think that's what's causing me to miss out on things too. Or like I said, it might be my school too, just the fact that the environment that it is. But yeah, I don't get the whole I hate waking up early to class. I think I might just be too energetic. I do have a lot of energy, and that's why I cannot sit down for more than 10 minutes. And I don't know. It's very difficult to like have an opinion on classes because I think it just depends on, I was going to say it depends on your major, but I don't think it does, because my friends have like criminal justice majors and they have like biology or whatever. They have all these difficult majors, and I have international business. And my first semester of college, literally, I'm not even kidding, every single day I'd go to sleep really late, like around 1 or 12. No, not 12. 12 is too early. Like 1 or 2, doing homework and essays and research papers that I had to do for the next day or the following week and things like that. And my roommates that have more difficult majors that were stereotypically a more difficult major did nothing. They would just hang out and go out to eat and party and things like that. And I didn't have the time. But I don't know. I don't know. College is weird. It's really weird. Oh, hold on. My mic turned. Okay. I think we're good. Yeah. The other thing about the college experience is that you have to dorm and get good roommates and things like that. I'm very privileged and thankful and blessed to say that my roommates are all amazing and I love them all. We do have our moments, I think, or I just get annoyed of people easily. So I do have my moments when I kind of want my space and I cannot get it because we are living in the same apartment. And my school, instead of like a traditional dorm that has two beds and a freaking sink, we have a whole apartment. There's two rooms. We have our own bathrooms and our own beds and things like that. Our own desks. They provided couches. It's off the chain. But so I think maybe that's why I enjoy my rooming thing. Like my rooming, arrangements, my roommate arrangements. But I don't know. I think I'm not missing out on that part because of the school that I go to. I don't know much to say on roommates. Like, I guess I don't like how I feel pressured to buy them gifts for their birthdays or Christmas. Like, I'm a very bad person at buying or shopping for gifts. I love giving, though. Like, I love giving more than receiving. And so if I give my friends gifts, I enjoy that when I know them. But like my roommates, they're all very similar and they're like the most average people. So I don't know what to give them. So it makes things so much more difficult for me. And I think it's a payback, like a taste of my own medicine. That's the phrase. Because I am the worst person to shop for because I'm not a very girly girl. And I occasionally paint my nails and things like that, but not like every day. So you couldn't give me like nail polish. I don't wear makeup because I personally feel like I don't need to. And growing up, my family never did. So like the girls around me also never did. So how I am is how I was raised. I grew up with just in special occasions, and it's not even of a like, oh, feminism or things like that of like why I don't do it. It's more of a like, I just personally feel comfortable in who I am and the way that I look, and I don't feel the need to do anything, if that makes sense. I'm not that I'm saying that people do makeup to look better, but just get what I'm saying, okay? So like, I'm very difficult to shop for, and then my clothes taste is very weird. It's more of a like trendy, but kind of like I just anything random put together. And so I think that's the only thing I would hate about roommates, that I have to buy them gifts and I don't know what to give them. But I think I don't know what to give them because it's a taste of my own medicine, because no one ever knows what to give me. But yeah, it's, I don't know. I honestly don't even know where my podcast is going. I do want to talk about responsibility too. I have not had a taste of like responsibility because I've been fortunate enough to not need a job right now. Next semester, I have too much free time. And when I mean too much free time, I mean like might as well count me as a non-full-time student. Even though I have the credits for a full-time student, it just, I think I'm able to take 5 more classes in the schedule that I currently have. But I wanted to take a light because I'm taking an accounting class and I don't know how difficult that will be. So depending on how difficult that is how my job will be. But yeah, I haven't had the responsibility of paying bills or doing things like that. So I don't think I have the fully freedom or mentality of every college student where they're like, oh, I gotta pay this, I gotta do this and all these things. And my school, I'm paying, you know, I'm like, I have nothing to worry about how I'm paying for school. I have nothing to worry about how I'm buying my books. I have nothing to worry about money-wise other than like money that I have for personal expenses like clothes and shoes and things like that. So I don't think I've gotten a taste of responsibility. And I'm looking forward to this semester, my second semester, I want to get the college experience. I want to get the responsibility that comes with growing up and half moving out of your house because I still come back during breaks. And I think the way to do that is if I get a job. And you know, like college, I think it's about that. It's about the responsibility and the experiences that you gain. And I think I will not grow much as a person if I don't fix that responsibility task that I do not have yet. Of course, I have the responsibility of my own grades and my own school, but these are like common sense things that I know I have to do. So I don't know at what point I need to, I don't know how to start with my responsibility. Like maybe if I started paying for my phone bill and I got a job and then that was my first bill. So I don't know. It's a very confusing time for me. I'm scared. I think the other thing about college is the college experience, not the college experience, my bad, the social part of college. During, like, going back to what I said about the eighth grade presentations and the program that I joined during high school and middle school, the people that gave the presentations talked about how it was very difficult to manage their time and their social life. And like social wise, in the social part of it, I have not had too much of a problem with it, with socializing and doing work. I think I was able to balance it okay. I do think I could do better in the maybe socializing a little bit less. And I have a thing where I have too many friends because I get bored easily and of people. And I don't mean this in a very negative or like, oh, they bore me, but they bore me. Like I cannot be with the same person days and days and days, day after day and day after day and day after day, because I get bored. It's not stimulating to my brain. Like I do not feel like I'm gaining something out of hanging out with the person. And I know it sounds like a very like sociopath way of thinking it maybe, but it's I don't know how to explain it. Like I don't know if it has to do with the problem that I have, but I have a lot of friends because if I get bored of hanging out with someone, I can just find someone else to hang out with. So I'm in the position now where I have like 5 different friend groups and I don't know how to fix it so that I have enough time to hang out with all of them. Because of course, if they are my friends, a friendship goes both ways. If they care for me, I care for them and things like that. But the time management with my school and in like my classes, it was very difficult. And I think I would have been able to have that 4.0 exact if I had taken more time for my own studies, even though I felt like I was already putting too much time into my studies and sometimes missed out on hanging out with certain people. So I think the social aspect of it is not difficult, or at least for me, it isn't. I am a very outgoing, talkative person. As you can see, I made a whole podcast with myself so that I can talk to myself, no one else, because I can talk that much. If that does not show it, I don't know what will. And I think personally, like I said, I don't find it difficult to to socialize in college. I think it's honestly so simple. You just go up to someone and you say hi. Or you're sitting down in class, you ask them for the homework, and then maybe ask them if they want to work on the homework later. And although it sounds like cliche and everyone's like, just ask them about the homework and they will give you the number. It's, you can, being 100% honest, people are usually more scared to talk to you than you are to talk to them. And I know this because my current friends, they said that they thought I was a bitch. Correction, they thought I was evil. Sorry, that's not ladylike. They thought I was evil and mean. And that's why they were intimidated by me. So that's why I felt the need that I had to say hi to them first. My dog is barking outside. That is great. Thank you for that, sir. Thank you for the feature. I featured my dog barking. Isn't that nice? But yeah, the social life of it, I don't think I'm struggling with that. And I don't find it necessarily stressful. I don't understand how people could say that it is. But yeah. I haven't gotten to the love part of it, like the relationships. I'm kind of talking to a couple of people. And I don't know. At the same time, like, of course, it'd be cool to have a boyfriend in college because I think you get to do all these cool things. Like, I don't have to ask my mom, like, oh, mom, can I go get coffee? Because I could just go get coffee. But I think, I don't know. I feel like I can't be in a relationship because, like I said, my brain does not function properly like how everybody else's does. And I think if I were to put myself in the position where I have the responsibility to take care of someone else, it's not it. Like, that would just be it for me. So, yeah, I can't really talk about the relationship aspect of college because I haven't had a relationship in college. So, yeah. But other than that, I think we're about to hit 20 minutes, 25 maybe. Hold on, let me check that. Yeah, we're at 21:36. Might be a little bit longer. I don't know when I started recording. but yeah, I hope you enjoyed me rambling about nothing. Well, actually, I had the topic of college, so you heard me rambling about college, but my dog keeps barking, and to prove to you that my brain does not work, it is making me mad. Like, it's making me angry. Like, it's weird. If you guys want to, I don't know, leave a review. I forgot reviews were a thing. I had this other podcast where I put one up just for hanging out, like, to have fun because I was bored, about conspiracy theories, and I have a 3.5 rating. It was a really good rating. People are so quick to tell if you have a script, though. That's why this one, I kind of just did no script. I kind of had a list of things that I wanted to talk about. Got to them. Obviously parted away from it. And maybe not even talked, actually, about the things that I wanted to talk about. I don't even remember what my purpose of the podcast. Sorry, I was going to say video. I don't even remember what the main purpose of this podcast was. But, yeah, I guess you can leave reviews. So leave a review if you want. I honestly don't care. Not in a negative way. Like, I'm not asking for it. Like, I don't need you to do it. If you wanted to, go for it. You could give me a 1-star. And I mean, I don't mind. I'm just doing this because I don't want to annoy any of my friends with my obsessive talking. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed hanging out with me. And if you did, make sure you can't click like. I don't know how to end a podcast. yeah, I will try to tune in next week for a I don't know, let's pick a topic. What should we do? And I don't want to go into like depression and anxiety and ADHD and things like that because I think it's too soon. Maybe I don't know. Just tune in next week or whenever I post a new podcast to see when or what I will talk about. I hope you enjoyed a little bit of my life, honestly. I hope you see that I'm not failing in college. Whoever's listening, if you know me, hit me up and tell me what you thought about the podcast. Okay, I'm just rambling now. I'm gonna hit the 25 mark in a minute. Waste of time for you. I'm so sorry. No, but seriously, thank you for watching. Listening. Oh my goodness. Thank you for listening. I will talk to you guys 6 years from now. And like I said, stay woke because Somebody's watching. No, that's actually, no, that's, it's not, okay, bye.